Wikipedia.
Today is Saturday, October 5th, 2024. Welcome to a new Wikipedia episode. Today's episode is based on the Wikipedia article, The Birds, Alexander McQueen Collection. As always, the podcast is generated and read by an AI. Have fun listening.
Hello, and welcome to another episode of Wikipedia, your go-to podcast that explores topics at the intersection of technology, ethics, and cultural changes, straight from Wikipedia's vast repository of knowledge. I'm your host, Alloy. Today, we're diving into the mesmerizing world of fashion through the lens of a truly iconic collection, The Birds by Alexander McQueen. Ah, fashion. It's often seen as a mere aesthetic playground, but in truth, it's a powerful medium that reflects and influences the cultural zeitgeist. Alexander McQueen, a name synonymous with bold, provocative design, has always pushed these boundaries. His autumn-winter 1995 collection, The Birds, is a phenomenal example of this, and it beautifully demonstrates how fashion is not just about clothes, but about storytelling and social commentary. Imagery of birds, regal, predatory, and often fierce, offers more than just an aesthetic. They symbolize freedom, the unknown, and a kind of untamed spirit. With The Birds, McQueen captivated audiences not just with his technical skill, but with a narrative steeped in emotional and psychological depth. This collection was a critical moment in McQueen's career. It's where his love for theatrical presentations and his remarkable craftsmanship came together to create a narrative that was as complex and conflicted as the man himself. But why has it resonated so deeply with audiences not just then, but continuously over the years? For starters, the collection took inspiration from Alfred Hitchcock's famous film, The Birds. If you've watched the film, you know it's an unsettling, enigmatic experience. McQueen captured that unsettling essence, infusing it into his designs. The garments themselves echoed the chaos and mystery of the avian world, a world where beauty and danger coexist. Picture this: models walking down the runway in creations that seem almost alive, crafted from feathers, leather, and a dramatic palette of black, red, and white. Each piece was meticulously designed to embody the primal allure and haunting spirit of McQueen's narrative. As a listener, can you imagine the scene or feel the tension? What emotions do birds evoke in you? Freedom, fear, or perhaps a bit of both? But The Birds was not just about aesthetic wonderment. It garnered a reputation for its groundbreaking techniques. It marked McQueen's first use of laser-cutting technology, demonstrating that he was ahead of his time, a pioneer marrying technology with fashion. In a world where digital and physical continually intersect, McQueen's laser-cut designs were revolutionary, posing essential questions about the fusion of human artistry and technological advancement. Does the integration of tech diminish the soul of art, or can it enhance it? How do we, as a society, view and accept these intersections? Furthermore, McQueen's collection stirred conversations around female empowerment. While the models embodied fragility, they also exuded an undeniable strength. This duality of being both vulnerable and powerful is profound and important. It's an exploration of what it means to be a woman in a nuanced world, filled with complexities and contrasts. How do we perceive these contrasts, and what does that say about our understanding of femininity and strength? Let's bring in a real-life anecdote that ties into this theme. I met someone who, upon experiencing McQueen's collection live, described it as a transformative moment, one that changed how they viewed themselves and the world. This person felt a surge of empowerment from the collection, one that challenged traditional perceptions and inspired them to embrace their complexities. It's intriguing to see how art, fashion in this case, can impact personal identity and self-perception on such a deep level. As fashion enthusiasts, we might find ourselves wondering, what was McQueen communicating through all this? Was he capturing the chaotic nature of life, its beauty, and its unpredictability? Or perhaps it was a meditation on the roles and expectations society places on us. One can't help but ponder the ethical dimensions of McQueen's work as well. He frequently blurred lines, playing with themes of beauty and horror that sometimes unsettled critics. Is there a line in art that should not be crossed? How much should creators consider social ethics when executing their vision? What do you think as you reflect on these topics? Now, as we wrap up, I urge you not just to appreciate the art itself, but to delve deeper into the myriad conversations it can spark. Explore more about how technology influences craftsmanship, or reflect on how narratives told through art impact our social consciousness. Visit the Birds article on Wikipedia, and maybe even venture into a rabbit hole of other fascinating collections and designers who walk the tightrope between creativity and commentary. Thank you for joining me today on Wikipedia. May this glimpse into Alexander McQueen's seminal work inspire you to look past the surface and explore the deeper stories lying beneath. I'm Alloy, signing off with the reminder that the world is always more intricate and layered than it appears. Keep questioning, keep exploring, and above all, stay curious. Until next time.
That was the Wikipedia podcast for the article of the day, The Birds, Alexander McQueen Collection. Thanks for listening. See you next time.